real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
It's Monday, July 6, 2026. I am your embattled host coming to you from the Alex Jones Network at AlexJonesLive.com.
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Transmission lined up for you today. We're going to have open phones throughout the 4 hours. I've cleared the deck of guests because I want to hit all of this news. It is insane. I've got so many clips of members of the Senate, the House, state legislators, Democrat talk show hosts, national, local. When I say that all the time, because I'm not even looking for this stuff. If I looked at probably about 100. Demonizing America's existence, demonizing the founding fathers, so pissed about the 4th of July event. They want to demoralize us. They want to break our will. Spencer Pratt was on fire breaking it down. Musk reposted it, got to 50 million views. Musk also reposted and, you know, agreed with a lot of stuff I was saying about Sneeko, who, if you don't know who he is the most sociopathic example of what the left is, constantly flip-flopping, you know, declaring America an Islamic state. Islamic rallies, this is like the third week in a row, all over the U.S., including Austin, Dallas, again, just even where I live in Texas. Michigan, New York, just declaring, screw you, America, we're taking over. People are sick of this. You can see under that, Elon said, absolutely, yes, deport him now. So scroll down and show that. So that's what we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen. And I've got all of that today. Then more repercussions from the murder of Austin Metcalf, BET, it still has host on there saying that Austin Metcalf had two assault rifles and that he was going to kill Carmelo Anthony. I mean, this is the type of absolute insane garbage that we witness. And I want to go over some of those, but I saw a clip this morning that is the most powerful clip I've ever seen illustrating the woke mind virus. And one of its biggest aspects, conditioning people that they're victims because they're black or because they're a woman. And you see the prison that this puts people into, and it's so sad. And also the commentator is hilarious. I got to get this guy on. I'm learning every day, 10 or 15 times, literally, of just incredibly funny, incredibly smart people. Some are white, some are black, some are Hispanic, Asian, old, young, gay, straight, but who are just common sense and who just see the insanity of the left. And, I mean, there are tens of thousands now of prominent, quote, influencers, call them what you want, just people speaking common sense to insanity that are so smart and so funny. And I go and look how long these people have been on air. Sometimes it's just a few months, and they're already knocking it out of the park. So I want to start the main transmission. Some stations don't carry the first five. We're on a lot of radio stations for the young folks out there. We're like, why do you have a couple ads every hour? Well, that's like network TV or radio. We don't air our own ads. We don't run network ads. We run the local ads. And you'll hear our national ads if you're listening nationally for our stations. So just always want to remind people on Rumble and X. So many young people are like, the other podcasts don't have set ad times. They just have ads here and there. Well, because I know I'm 52, it seems like I still feel like I'm super young, in as good a shape as I ever was, but I just keep forgetting that young people out there don't know what network TV and radio is. When they took me off the internet completely 7 years ago, except for InfoWars at the time and our own site, we stayed on air because of the radio stations and TV stations. So they're very precious, and people are still listening to those. So remember, a lot of times if I'm showing videos, I'll narrate. People say, why is he narrating? We can see it. Well, we have millions of people listening on the radio, so I have to narrate. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Giant broadcast today. So many incredible topics. Your calls and more. Share the live feeds now. Real Alex Jones on X.
Globalists are collapsing worldwide, but they're fighting back with tyranny, censorship, and more. And they have targeted my operation more than anybody else's. But that's okay. That means we're over the target. It means we're effective. And I couldn't have done any of this without you. All the success of my operation through the listeners, the viewers, your word of mouth, your support, and, of course, the great crew. And that's why I want to just thank you all as America approaches its 250th anniversary. We have to understand they're trying to demoralize us, trying to break our will. We can't let them do that. It's the globalists that are losing. We're actually winning. So, to celebrate America's 250th anniversary, we're launching the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. Buy one, get one free, ultramethylene blue. Buy one, get one free, bovine colostrum. Buy one, get one free, Shilajit Complex. So incredible. And up to 60% off on all the other supplements, 50% off on all the Patriot apparel, limited issue, 250th anniversary, and more. So take action now at theAlexJonesStore.com and be the reason we stay on the air and celebrate our American Republic, the globalist hate.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Of the New York skyline, namely the Empire States Building, that hundreds of men died constructing. Hundreds, tens of thousands of men died when the United States of America built the Panama Canal. Tens of thousands died when the French tried to build it but failed. Look it up for yourself. Teddy Roosevelt had to move down there for 6 months and oversee it with pure will in the mosquitoes and the collapsing mountains in the swamp. And the reason I want to open the broadcast today with that is because there is an attack on men. There's an attack on the human species, period. The globalists want to sabotage the human future. They want a post-human cybernetic world. That is their admission. That is their plan. And if you can take down the family, you have taken down humanity. You have so many coddled people, spoiled children, male, female, but particularly women of every race, color, and creed in the West. It is a phenomenon that's well documented, that each generation is getting lazier and is getting stupider, because good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. But now we're in the bad times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men. So the cycle. But I just happened in my feeds today a bunch of examples of women talking about what incredible victims they are in America and how the West is mean to women and how they love Islam and how they can't wait to be under Islam and just all sorts of other craziness. I probably got 15 of these clips, but I'm going to get to as many as I can here. But I want to start with a woman. It's 7 a.m., and they've got a compressor going, and they're out there fixing the street. And this is a recent video, so it's 100 degrees out there. And she's wondering why they're out there at 7 a.m., because they want to get done by 2 o'clock so they don't die a heat stroke, lady. People also bitch, why are they fixing the highways at night? Well, that's so that doesn't cause a traffic jam, and so it's not 100 degrees. That's why during the summer, work crews work at night. You think they like working 12 hours in the middle of the night? Meanwhile, the women, on average, have the cushiest jobs, 70% of the college grads. They're putting all the major executive positions to undermine society. It's not there aren't some competent women. It isn't there aren't a lot of great women. But it's the type of women they're recruiting that have chips on their shoulder, that are angry. They have all these retreats they go to and scream and yell and throw fits. And I hate men. Men are the problem. I mean, I can play 100 clips. You've seen them. Mondami's wife said, I'm getting out of here for the 4th of July. I'm going to a feminist Islam retreat. That's like a gay Islam retreat. They're going to throw you off a building. So they come to the lap of luxury, the place that has absolutely empowered women. We kept the chivalry. We kept the open the doors for the women. We kept, lower the military standards for women, give them the positions of power, grease the skids for them, and then they still run around bitching and complaining about men. Not all the women, but particularly white women and black women. And it's in every group. But I have the statistics actually here, a bunch of them today. Leftists, depending on the study, are 7 to 9 times more likely to lie, to steal, to claim they're giving to charity, to virtue signal, but they don't. They give on average about 10% of what conservatives or Christians give. Also, you don't need a study to know this, but here it is. Left-leaning Americans driving birth rate decline. They're not having children. They don't have a life force. Gen Z and millennial liberals are most likely to sever ties with friends and family over political differences. They see the state as their god. These women see the state as their man, as their pimp. And Hitler said how to take over society was to take over the family. He said, first you get the women, then you've got the children, so follow the men. And they have all of these TV shows and movies where the men are oppressive and the men are bad and the white men are killing the black people and hunting them down. And I saw a recent clip on BET where she says Austin Metcalf had automatic guns and he was going to kill Carmelo Anthony. No one ever said that. It's not true. Totally made up. But that's a talking point. She goes on to say, we've seen in all the movies how the whites are hunting us down and killing us. And now we're seeing it in the real world. So when I expose the 20-to-1 black on white crime, it's not even demonized blacks, because most of them are doing it. It's a small minority of blacks, 15 to 14 to 25, that the Soros judges and DAs let out. The leftist media pushes and enrages and says, the whites are hunting you. They're killing you at epic proportions. I cover it because it's destroying society, and 9 out of 10 blacks that are killed by other blacks. They're the ones hurt most by it. And there's all these fake stories that there's an epidemic of whites killing blacks and police killing blacks. And if you go to the actual numbers, it's incredibly rare. And when it does happen, cities burn, even if the white is in the right. So this is how they're controlling us. But I want everybody to remember that men, not just in our species of mammals, but in almost every species of mammals, the males go out, they forage, they strive, they fight. They don't live as long in any mammal species. Males live a lot less than females. They provide for females. And it's also like that in almost every bird species. You can sit there in the courtship of cardinals and watch the male come with seeds and feed the female. And he's showing her, I will take care of you when you sit in the nest to take care of the babies. The toucan goes out and gets the fruit in his beak and brings it back to the female and the babies. This is biology. This is who we are. This isn't some affected social engineering the way society's set up. Men have twice the muscle than women have, twice the bone density. We have testosterone. We are supposed to be providers. We're supposed to be strong and go out and build civilization. And there have always been women in history that have that proclivity as well, and they join the men in that. But we're talking about the biology, and this move to get women in the workforce and to have the state raise the children is designed by the CIA, declassified from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, Miss Magazine. Gloria Steinem was a CIA officer to break down society, not to empower women, but to destroy civilization. Masculine behavior, bad for the planet, says new research. Toxic masculinity. And all the movies show women as masculine, men as effeminate. You see the plan. You know the plan. Why we should abolish the family. New York Magazine. Looking forward to the end of humans. Wall Street Journal. It's time to abolish the Bill of Rights and Constitution. New York Times. Yeah, the movie Barbie. All of this stuff is men against the women, women against the men. Oh, Barbie begins with the 2001 Space Odyssey type event where the little girl's a slave. Let's play that scene coming up. To the baby dolls, which she instinctively wants to take care of and love and care for. And she bashes their brains out like the leftist mother does, aborting their children as a sacrament to the state. You see the numbers. Leftist-leaning Americans driving birth rate declines. The most alone. The most isolated. In Canada, they've killed over 100,000 people in just the last 2 years. 90-plus percent are liberals, mainly women, that feel like they're depressed, so the state kills them. They are the victims of the brainwashing. They are the victims of the mind control. Women tend to genetically conform more to a social construct as a survival mechanism. But when you have an evil social construct that's anti-human and you bend your will to that via Stockholm syndrome and give up your life force and believe the state is your God when it's actually your murderous pimp, you're not a winner, you're a loser. So we got a lot of these clips. Let's go to this one. This is powerful. And the guy's response is hilarious. I got to get him on. I don't know if this is the guy, but the account that originally posted it on Instagram is AKU.700 or AKU_700. We have got to get more of this guy's videos, and we got to get him on. Or we got to find out who actually originally made this because... And I see a lot of these videos. You see the ones where it'll be a woman with 12 kids, 8 kids. She'll be... And, you know, in some Section 8 housing, she's like, I got a lot of kids. I need somebody to take care of all of my kids. You need to get in here and give me more money to take care of my kids. So you got the really dumbed down leftist having giant packs of kids with no father figure. And then the gangbangers are their father figure. And that degenerates and they're fodder for the prisons and that whole meat grinder. And then turn loose on society. And then you got the liberal pea brain pinhead women that hate men, hate kids. The sacrament is, you see Gloria Steinem, all the leftists, I had an abortion, I love abortion. Ooh, abortion's so much fun. Shows on HBO where the woman gets pregnant on purpose so she can kill a baby and her boyfriend holds her hand while they suck the baby out with a vacuum cleaner. That's what they do. And chop it up. And she goes, God, it feels so good. I love killing that little son of a bitch. And I've seen thousands of postings on X and Instagram where the women write the birth date and when they conceive and the death date, and you little bastard, you little piece of crap, I'm going to chop you up tomorrow. I love murdering you. You want to see the clips? Think I'm joking? Just go type in women write on their stomachs that they're about to kill their baby. And they, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of these videos. These are the sickos that harden their hearts and turn themselves over to this. But they're the really evil ones. You've got this woman who's completely out of her gourd. And she thinks because they're working in the morning to fix the street. What do you think makes the streets work and the red lights work and your electricity and your water and your smartphone? And who do you think built your apartment? Who do you think built your refrigerator? Who do you think did all that? Who do you think's down in the sewers, lady? Who do you think built all those skyscrapers? Men. Who do you think built those dams that are hydroelectric? Who do you think fought in wars to defend your rights and your freedoms? Who do you think? Men. And we honor women. And smart women know that. And know to team up with a man as a team. But when, once they divide and conquer us, it's over. But look at her satisfaction. Look at the woman's eyes. Look at her weird and say, these evil men. Her whole identity is hating men. And then she probably wonders why the man's gone. She probably wonders why her life's falling apart. Because she has a giant chip on her shoulder. And she thinks the elite are men with their buzzing and their chopping and their driving and their but she loves the effeminate man. She loves the virtue signaling man. She loves the David Hoggs. She loves the Destinies. They're all little good time pals. They're not going to marry him. They're not going to have sex with him. They're not having sex with women. No. They just love throwing away their responsibility, throwing away their birthright, and being Serbal systems cogs to the social engineers, losers, collaborators, failures, victims of the system they pretend to be part of. So listen to this lady. This is incredible. This guy's commentary is so good, I don't even need to comment. Then I'll comment at the end. Here it is. This is indicative. I've run into so many women in liberal cities and leftist areas that are like this, that just constantly have a chip on their shoulder. Constantly. She's just mad at men in general. I can show you all these black ladies that, I walked into this repair shop to get tires on my car. I had the clip on the weekend, never played it. Maybe you can dig it up. And she's like, and I was talking about how much, you know, I tried to sit down between these two white people. There was plenty of chairs, but I sat between them, let them know I could do what I want. And I started talking about how much I didn't like black white people to my friend. And so they got up and moved to other chairs. And then I went and sat by him again and started talking about how much I hate white people. So he went outside and sat on a bench. So I went outside, and yeah, I started walking in front of him and walking into him. And he got up and left because he didn't like me because I'm black. No, lady, he knows you're crazy. He didn't want any problem with you. He didn't know you got a gun, gonna pull it out and shoot him like we see every day. You're nuts. Believe me, I'm a white guy. I know the average white guy is sitting there, got families got to take care of, got bills just like you. He's just trying to get some tires rotated. He's just trying to get on down the road. And then there's some crazy-ass lady. And they come in every shape and size and color, but they're out there, and they literally need an exorcism. They need to understand that they all went to community college or college. They all went to school. They got brainwashed. They got filled in, and they believe their identity is being a victim. They believe seeing all these phantoms, all these vapors. Oh, I was talking crap about white people and sat down between them, and so they got up and moved away. Well, I'd freaking go get in my car. Who knows how crazy you are? I don't care if it's a crazy white lady or black lady. A smart person gets away from crazy people, and there's plenty of them. Yeah, here's the lady in the repair shop. I mean, and then the black guy gets on her ass and says, you are crazy. I mean, it's just, the point is chips on the shoulder. They're looking for trouble. I mean, folks, you can walk down the street in your neighborhood and act like you're mad and angry and walk over to some guys working on their truck and start bugging your eyes at them, and they can be black or white. They're going to say, hey, man, what's the problem? And you start swearing at them, you might get your ass beat. You walk over and ask, hey, where's a good restaurant? Or, hey, where's a good bar around here? I'm new. Well, what's your names? Hey, come over and play pool tonight. It's all how you act. It's the attitude you have. I can go anywhere. Black neighborhood, Hispanic neighborhood, rich white neighborhood, poor white neighborhood. I can go to any fishing village I want. And in an hour, I'm invited in everywhere. People are giving me food, beer. We're laughing. We're having a great time. Everybody loves me because I got a good attitude. Women love me because I got a good attitude. I'm telling jokes. I don't have a chip. I'll move on. Anybody that's successful knows that. People get mad at black guys, get all the hot white girls. You know why? White guys are scared to go ask them out. White guys are scared to go, hey, what do you like to do? Let's go have some fun. Black guys know how to go actually talk to somebody, have some fun. That's one thing they got going for them on average. Now, the Muslims and the other people, they come, are all creepy. The girls don't like that. The point is you got to have a good attitude, folks. Listen to this crazy woman. And no, we're not making fun of her. Her brain is wrecked. I'd love to meet with her. I'd love to try to help her get out of this bondage. Here she is.
Get ready for this one. Yeah, she's mad because they're fixing the road. It's too noisy. Watch when she goes in the house. You're going to love this diatribe.
Yep. 7 a.m. in the morning. Once again. Because what happened at 7 a.m., you know, 4 or 5 days in a row out in front of someone's apartment without their permission and without warning.
Oh, it gets better. Strap in, folks.
Women and children.
There it is. There's the crazy. We're not just talking Julia Fox crazy.
This is the next show with women and children.
You hear that laugh right there? We're talking Batman villain crazy. We could very well be witnessing a DC origin story.
And this is just only one other example about the sanity and the dignity of humans.
How long before she paints her face and joins the Suicide Squad?
They don't get it. They don't get that this is traumatizing.
Well, why don't you go live on a dirt road in Nepal? You won't have to deal with any road work there. That's one way to eliminate your first world problems.
They don't get that they're grinding and they're jarring pines that have ever been invented. And they think they have the right to use them whenever they want to. And nobody ever tells them no.
Now you should. Next time you see construction on the highway, just pull over and start rounding up all their tools. Yeah, then you could go to the car manufacturing plant and stop the production of transportation too. Maybe stop at the airport and take the tools away from the aviation mechanic working on the planes. That'll improve our quality of life.
And I'm so sick of it. I really want to go out there and I want to punch those men in their faces.
Well, that you should definitely try. Hopefully they put the power tools down and pick up the sledgehammer. Maybe they'll perform the type of manual labor you want them to do on the top of your head.
This non-stop hustle, this non-stop industrial revolution, this grinding, this drilling, this sandation of their...
I think we got the female joker here, folks.
They need to stop. They need to be stopped.
Hopefully the authorities see this and put her on a watch list before she reaches her final form.
There is a time and a place for building, and there is a time and a place for using power tools, and there is a time and a place for people to build. This isn't it.
This isn't it.
How does somebody become this?
This isn't it. 30 garbage trucks and 7:30 garbage trucks. Get a part of bike rack at 7 a.m.
Well, then let the garbage pile up in your house then, since the garbage man's such an...
Guess who's gonna come tomorrow at 7 a.m.?
Hopefully someone with a straight jacket and a roll of duct tape.
They can't wait till 9. They can't wait till 10. They need to be out in front of my apartment without permission. They think they have the right to.
Now I hope they never finish the job out there.
But if I started banging on my drum like I did the other night at 9 o'clock, I got neighbors telling me to shut up.
Ah, see, now it's making sense. Your neighbors probably hired them to get you to move.
I got music playing in my bedroom too loud. I got my kid jumping around too loud, and I'm being told to shut up.
Yeah, because you're inconsiderate, that's why. The people outside are working on fixing something. You're doing nothing but wafting your own flagellants.
I want to hear music too late at night, and it's against the law.
Oh, you want to listen to music late at night? Well, the people who have to get up early to work, like the men you despise outside, they want to sleep at night. You know, so they could wake up and maintain the infrastructure of our buildings, plumbing, electric, and roads. You know, all the things you take for granted that you rely on to be in working order so you can live, commute, and funk down.
I'll get kicked out. Drill and disturb everyone. And we're supposed to take it.
No, you don't have to take it. Get rid of everything you own that's been created by industries dominated by men. You know, like the phone you're on, your car, your house. Go live in the woods and start your own civilization with your girlfriends. Go hunt your own food, start your own grocery stores, build your own homes and cars with wrenches and hammers, and see how long you survive without us.
Contracted men, that's what he said. Oh, I'm just a contractor. I just do what I want. I'm contacted. Men, you suck. Your means, your ideals, your...
So they're laying around, many of them, all day bitching, having no idea. You ever work for a carpet cleaner company? There's no women there. It's super hard. You ever worked on a ranch? It's super hard. You ever shredded 12 hours a day? You ever chop wood? You ever cut trees down 12 hours a day? You ever worked at a factory, lady? You have no idea. Women have no idea how good they've got it. And it's time to let women nicely know that they've been brainwashed. But this is what the left has done. They've turned a large percentage of women into creatures like this. We'll be right back. The Great Awakening's here. I'm Alex Jones. Share the live feeds now.
There has been a major full court press agenda to undermine this country, to make Americans think that it's the American Republic and our Constitution that was the apple of the world's eye. Everybody wanted to come here to be part of this, that somehow... It's why America's hated around the world. It's why we've lost our liberties and our freedoms. It's why you can work 80 hours a week and still can't pay your bills. No, it's the globalists. It's the private Federal Reserve. It's the whole UNWF kleptocrats that have been financing all of the radical anti-white, anti-America, anti-Christian, anti-capitalist garbage. And it's America that stands in the way of that. That's why with Cloward and Piven, they've been undermining it to destroy it. And so that's why with the 250th anniversary approaching in just a few days, It is so important to remember that they're trying to break your will. They're trying to demoralize you. But we're talking about the next leap in the information war with the truth against the liars. I'm here at AlexJonesLive.com headquarters. We've got our backup studio, new studios getting built. It's incredible. We're planning to go 20 hours a day live with even a late night show that's going to be incredible. But we need your support to do it, and you've been coming through with the support. That's why I want to give back to you on this 250th anniversary of our Constitutional Republic and celebrate it and know that its best days are to come if we take action, if we breathe life into it. And let Big Brother globalists know that they are in trouble. They've lost the faith of the public. Their own internal documents have leaked. They know they're in crisis. They know the Great Awakening's here. They thought their Great Reset and their COVID release would get us back in line, back in heel with their boot on our neck, but it didn't work. So, running this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through the 4th of July, we are offering the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. Best-selling items. Buy one, get one free. Ultramethylene Blue, the very best. Bovine Colostrum, the very best. Shilajit, incredible. Boost Your Testosterone, all these natural peptides. These are private labels, the best brands in the country, discounted. And up to 60% off the other supplements and 50% off on apparel. Many of these are loss leaders, but I know those of you on the fence that haven't tried some of these products, once you try Ultramethylene Blue or Bovine Colostrum or our Methylene Red that's proprietary, you're going to be hooked. There's over a 90% order rate. And you know you're financing liberty and freedom, so you cannot lose. Also, 60% off Ultimate Chill, with all these known herbs for natural, clean, calm, but you also stay focused at the same time. Ultimate Energy, supercharged energy. Methylene Red capsules that goes with Methylene Blue, like a horse and carriage. MK Ultra, Brain Booster. Ultimate Power Freedom Mango is even better than Turbo Force. Similar formula, even stronger, full of super nutrients. In Mango, Freedom Mango, and Patriot Punch. You want a cooking beef tallow? We've got the highest quality right now for you as well. Superfood Green Powder, Tallow Balm, Mind Fuel Nootropic Energy Shot, Etrogenic Mushroom Super Coffee. I forgot about that. It is simply amazing. It's all up to 60% off. Our Zeolites, 40% off. CMOS Gummies, Irish CMOS, 40% off. It goes on and on. So up to 60% off on the supplements. Buy one, get one free on all three of our top-selling supplements. 50% off on Patriot Apparel and more Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. July 3rd, July 4th, July 5th, flash sale, celebrating the birth and the continuation of this country past 250 years at thealexjonesstore.com, celebrating 250 years of America and 250 more. We are 1776. We're unstoppable together.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
The next chapter in the war for humanity's minds begins now at AlexJonesLive.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
So there are known systems that empower and make humanity stronger, men, women, and children, and build a great civilization. There are known things you do to destroy a civilization, and the globalists admit they're doing all of those to undermine civilization under a Cloud and Piven system to collapse it. We here at Team Humanity are natalists, meaning pro-family, pro-human, pro-God, and we stand against that. Now, I got more examples of this. I want to shift gears into domestic politics, the left, the communists attacking July 4th, top Democrats across the board, and then huge military and political news, big news on Israel. Netanyahu is scheduled to come to the White House again in a few days. Trump saying, remember, you're not my boss, which is good. We put pressure on the administration to stop letting Israel be in complete control of everything. And of course, we get demonized for that. I mean, I'm a sovereign American. I'm loyal to my country. We shouldn't have foreign countries running us. I don't care if it's Israel, China, Russia, the UK, the Easter Bunny. Doesn't matter. And you call them whatever names you want. It doesn't work. People understand what's going on. Those big developments, and there's a lot of them, are coming up as well. But I wanted to go to R&B sensation Alicia Keys, who I've heard her music. She's, you know, great stuff. Beautiful woman. And but she's out of her mind. And, you know, she's not as bad as the last Karen that we just showed that thinks men are pure evil and are out fixing the toilets and plumbing and roads and, you know, working in 100-degree heat because they want to torture her. She doesn't even know how the civilization around her operates. She says she hates the civilization. Well, she can go live in the woods then. And she can get on an airplane right now and, you know, go to some third world country if she wants. But I guarantee you she's never even been out of the country. She has no idea what she's talking about. She just knows she's been brainwashed, have a chip on her shoulder against not just white men, but men in general. Listen to Alisa Keys is upset that American women don't have equal rights. She provides no specific examples, but she does ask her audience to suggest rights that they like to see women have. Well, yeah, why don't you tell us, in fact, we're live right now, but we'll post this commentary in her statement later on, X, Roll, Jones, Rumble. Why don't women that actually believe you don't have the same rights as men, why don't you tell us what those things are? Oh, the glass ceiling. Oh, there's not women in positions of power. Upwards of 70% of the graduates in college are now women. There are more women executives now than there are men. There are statistics that women tend to try to retire earlier, try to have children. There's a record numbers of women that get smart and make a bunch of money and then want to get out of it. They don't seem to have the same drive as men. There are some women that have as much drive or more, but it's not statistical. It's like there are some long-distance champion runners, but 99% of them are Kenyan. Not African, Kenyan, because genetically, Kenyan men are the best long-distance runners in the world genetically. Now, every 10 years or so, there'll be some other African and a few times a white guy that can beat him who's just some super freak. But everybody knows who wins all the global marathons, who wins the big Olympic long races, Kenyan men. What's 80% in the NBA? Black men, genetics. It's not women. Women can't even compete. And the white guys, everybody else can barely compete. Look at the NFL. Is that discriminatory? No, it's the way it is. Okay? And look, there are IQ-wise black people with 160 IQs. But statistically, there are more Northern Europeans and Japanese and people and Ashkenazi Jews that have those crazy up in lights things. It's a genetic thing, ladies and gentlemen. But can the Ashkenazi Jew or some quantum mechanics physicist from Germany, can he run 40 miles? No. So the point is different groups tend to have different gifts. But there are statistically people in every group that have, you know, there's champion, world champion black chess players. Normally it's Russians. The point is that we all know in God's Garden of Eden that different groups have different particular gifts and skills statistically. But here's this woman saying we don't have rights, but she can't say what they are. Now, the left invents rights that pedophiles can adopt kids, invents rights that convicted child predators can have surrogate kids and they rape them and go to jail. They invent rights that a man can be a woman or a woman can be a man. You're not really a man. You don't have this chromosomes of a man or a woman. If you're a man that thinks you're a woman or vice versa, just like in South Park, the guy thinks he's a dolphin and they put a dolphin, a fake dolphin fin on him, but he's not a dolphin. And we're supposed to just pretend and just go along with all of this delusion that women can compete in sports with men just because they say a guy with testicles is a woman. So no. Women have all the rights men have, and women can do things men can't do. Men can't have babies, and women can't squat 1,000 pounds. I can't either. You know, in that range, it's only a few men can do that. And who's the best genetically at super heavy weights? Northern European Scandinavians, almost always, just like Kenyans. It's people from Viking stock that are like 6'7" and have thighs this big around the size of oak trees, and even the biggest black guys can't beat them because those Scandinavians have, when it comes to picking up boulders, they can even beat the black guys. It's a weird genetic gift. Quite frankly, I'd rather have a super brain than be able to pick up a giant boulder, but whatever, that's all in God's plan. That's how this works. So here's this woman. You can look it up. Last time look up her net worth. I bet it's $80 million, probably more. Of course, you know, rich people hide most of their wealth. So I bet this woman's worth hundreds of millions of dollars, like Obama bitching about America, worth hundreds of millions of dollars, along with his husband, Big Mike. And here she is talking about women getting screwed over. Does she have any idea that women have the most rights in the West of anywhere in the world? Does she have any idea? No, she literally thinks the West and America is bad. Yep, I guessed it. $150 million. Alisa Keys, net worth, $150 million. And you know what my net worth is as a white guy? My house and my car. And I'm a famous talk show host. I'm not bitching. I love America. It's incredible opportunities, the First Amendment, the rest of it. But, I mean, here's this gorgeous woman. She's got won the lottery on looks, won the lottery on voice, on talent. Millions of people come out to see her every year. She's got everything. And she's on the internet bitching, stirring up women that they live in hell. Hey, ladies, when you're driving around, look at what the men are doing. Men are busting their asses. And the way the corporations work now, at the construction company, it's the woman that's their boss, which in many cases, they're hardworking, they deserve it, whatever. MTG had a very successful construction company, made tens of millions of dollars profit. She set it up herself as a young, poor woman, did it all herself. Knew how to go out and find the men that work hard and do a good job and put in good bids and do quality work and build stuff all over Georgia. Not mad at her. And you don't see her up there bitching about how America sucks and bitching how women are screwed over and bitching how women can't get a leg up. It's a lie. It's a fraud. And it ought to piss you off. But her managers, because this is how it is in Hollywood music, they tell her for her ESG corporate globalist score that if she doesn't go out and do that, she doesn't get booked. She doesn't get pushed. You know, I was having dinner years ago at Ted Nugent's ranch. And he was sitting there telling me, he goes, yeah, we lose about $40 million a year. We're banned by Ticketmaster. We're banned from all major arenas. We have to go to like city or county owned arenas. We still, you know, pack them out. But we lose $40, $45 million a year since I endorsed Trump. He said, you know, since the 60s, I was pro-gun, pro-hunting, pro-self-defense. And I still got discriminated against some. But he goes, since Trump got in, I'm banned everywhere. $40-something million a year. But he's happy to do it. He's happy to do it. Because he wants to stand up for our rights and our freedoms. He travels the country crisscrossing, getting rural voters to vote. Rural citizens, hunters. Selflessness. I've made incredible sacrifices. I've been offered $50 million a year to work for the globalists. I was offered the Fox News top show. I was offered to replace Rush Limbaugh by Roger Ailes. But they were controlling what I said. And I said, no, sir. No, ma'am. Because my integrity and my right to expose the globalists, their pandemics and their wars and their open borders and their attacks on our children, that's my mission. Not having a 20-bedroom thing and a $50 million jet and a bunch of crap I got to deal with. No. God will continue to provide for me as long as I tell the truth, and that's all I ask for. And even if God decided to let the bad guys kill me or throw me in prison, I don't blame God. I signed up for this. This is where I want to be. Fighting against the tyranny. But here she is. Here's the clip.
Did you know that it's been 100 years since the Equal Rights Amendment was first introduced? And now, still, women don't have an explicit guarantee to equal rights under the U.S. Constitution. Can you believe that? I mean, women are not asking for special rights, just equal rights. Let's turn outrage into authorship. If it's the 250th celebration of the country, isn't it time to update some things? What rights or guarantees do you feel all women should have in America? That's a good question. I'm not here to speak for you. I just want to pass you the mic. So have your say at peoplesbillofrights250.org. Not red, not blue, just you. Wow. Sending you big love.
All right, let's stop right there. I haven't seen the statistics in a while, but I guess she's worth over $150 million or $100 million. I was right. Let's look at this up. What percentage of money do women make on OnlyFans versus men? I'm guessing 95% of the money on OnlyFans is women. I mean, you read about this woman made $50 million a year. This woman made $80 million a year. This woman made $10 million a year. This woman, I mean, there's thousands of women making millions a year and millions of women making hundreds of thousands a year sitting there with pathetic men who are scared to go out and, you know, find a woman or whatever, with this woman acting like they're their friend playing with themselves on camera. I've never been on OnlyFans, but I've read about what's on there. And all that other cam girls and all the rest of it. And here are the women literally just feeding on these schmucks, feeding on the fact that they're alone and sad. And again, in every industry, women are dominating it. Unless you're talking about the UFC or basketball, because men and women both want to watch the best players, and that's men. But even when the women's NBA starts making a ton of money because a white girl's popular, oh, now she's bad. Now it gets worse. It's not enough to sit there and say the men are suppressing the women and how dare the men be out there working on the highway making noise and, you know, how dare them be next door banging on the wall, fixing the drain pipes or whatever. How dare these men be cleaning up our clogged toilets? They're doing it to harass us. We just got a horrible life here sitting on our little pink pillows. Now, this is a show on BET. Black women claim that before Kamala Anthony killed Austin Metcalf, Austin had posted a video, totally made up, of himself with two assault rifles saying, "I dare one of the monkeys to come to this track meet today. The family needs to sue." That is defamation. And you see Jasmine Crockett saying she'd kill him too. He deserved to die. They just make it up. Make it up that the guys are repairing the street because they want to harass her. Make it up that women don't have equal rights. Make it up that Austin Metcalf was saying, "I'm going to go kill monkeys." What the? You're the one said that. You're the one calling black people monkeys. Out of your mouth, framing a dead guy so you can sit up there and be hateful because the big corporations want you to share the hate, to divide everybody while the globalists release deadly mosquitoes and ticks on us and 5G and chemtrail spraying and aluminum dioxide and all the GMO crap and the poison shots attacking everybody and half the black babies never making it out of their mother's womb getting killed. But you don't care about that. All over the country when they had the jury verdict guilty in the Austin Metcalf murder case, young black men would just walk up to homeless white people, you name it, and just punch them right in the nose. "Here's for Carmelo Anthony. What the hell does some white homeless have to do in another state with it? Or three black women, let's go find a little white lady and beat her up because Carmelo Anthony. What the hell?" Oh, but when blacks kill blacks, they don't want to hear about it. This is the brainwashing, because the corporate media puts these people on air to, just like they put enforced gangster rap out in the 80s, that's declassified CIA, to get young black men to go out and be thugs, to kill and destroy so they can be put in prison and start the cycle of crime. It's all coming from the left. It's in the WikiLeaks, Hillary, talking to top psychiatrists and psychologists at the heads of universities about how they were going to turn up the race conflict. They're the ones, Obama running down America on the July 4th, Bill Clinton running down America on July 4th, this lady, you know, the R&B singer with $150 million in the bank, running down America. It's all there. I got hundreds of these clips today. They're still doing it 3 days after July 4th. 2 days after July 4th. Because the idea of America and us coming together around freedom is successful. They can't have that because they've got their world government. They've got their central bank digital currency. They've got their social credit score. They got their mark of the beast, and they got their poison shot, and they got their national draft, and they got their wars for you. And if we're not all running around hating each other, they aren't going to be able to control us, and that's it for them. Divide and conquer. Listen to this witch. Listen to this racist evil. But this comes from the establishment. This is BET, folks. Par for the course.
There is an alleged post from Austin, from, of course, before he passed, that, you know, he had two assault rifles.
Hey, stop again. She's given that by the lawyers, by the producers. You see it on all the channels. Oh, it's an alleged post. Alleged. They don't show the post. It's alleged. He was going to kill the monkeys. No, none of that's true. Here, start it over.
There is an alleged post from Austin, from, of course, before he passed, that, you know, he had two assault rifles on his, resting on himself in the car, saying that, "I dare one of the monkeys to come to this track meet today. But this is someone where, you know, Carmelo Anthony was a 3.7 GPA student working two jobs. Mm. But he's the one that we're supposed to believe is a thug, though.
Of course. Because that's how they see us. They want everything is good because it's white. And then when it comes to black, it's angry. It's violent. And it's everything that they don't want.
And this is why I say nothing is entertainment. Because movies have been made all along telling you exactly the truth. And we viewed it as entertainment. And now we're now having to come back again and understanding that it's just, you know, truth.
We are the entertainment. We are the show at the end of the day. I had a whole conversation with my son today, my 18-year-old son. And I'm telling him, as I'm running him around all day long trying to get his knee fixed to play football, bro, you playing a white man's game.
Yes.
You're at 18 years old. You're putting your body on the line to be their pawn. And you are nothing to them.
Nothing.
When are we going to wake up? When are we going to start pushing our kids to be court jesters?
Oh, yeah, the NFL's a plan to enslave black people. Contact sports were invented to hurt black people. Every culture in the world's had contact sports forever. In fact, in ancient times, every culture had gladiators killing each other. What is she even talking about? Meanwhile, this guy identifies as black. He didn't really look black to me. But black teen murders innocent white mother in Las Vegas. Didn't even know her, just shot her and killed her. My point is, I have more than 50 videos today of just recently blacks just murdering white people. Just shooting, murder. You see whites rioting about this? You see whites blaming all blacks for this? Can you imagine if whites were doing this? So here she is saying that a dead guy she's defaming was planning to kill the monkeys, so he deserved to die. No proof, no video, no post. Made up, pulled it out of the sky, told to do it, guaranteed. They sue her, it'll come out in depositions. Just like Jussie Smollett staged the guys attacking him. That didn't happen, of course. All made up, false flag attacks, because that's what the corporations want. So here's a little newscast on just, and by the way, I've seen a bunch of cases in Vegas where, you know, there's a white guy on a bike, so the kids run him over. There's a white guy walking, so they shoot him. I mean, it just happens everywhere. Hell, happened to our reporter. Jamie White killed because he was white. The guy said, I killed that white piece of garbage. Getting 25 years in prison, that's all. Let's go ahead and play the clip. Here it is.
Now, investigators obtained from that night shows Shauna and her friend walking here in the South Valley. Minutes later, a car pulls down the street. Two teenagers running from bullets. Police say a passenger was spraying from it. As the car comes closer to the camera, the shooter hangs out the window, firing bullets into the street. Of those nearly two dozen projectiles, one would hit Shauna McCowan. Police suspect then 15-year-old Kevin Perez Stubbs, seen here shortly after his arrest, was the shooter. These videos of him with the stolen ghost gun police suspect was used in the murder. Shauna's sister says she plans to stare her accused killer down as his case heads toward trial.
These young people, white, black, you name it, are so brainwashed and so stupid. They think the real world's Grand Theft Auto. They have no idea. It's like these two white girls just stabbed a 40-year-old mother at Sonic last week to death in front of everybody for no reason and just laughed about it when the cops come and say, yeah, I killed her. They were nice-looking white girls dressed nice. Just murder. Yeah, just murder you. It's demonic, folks. We're going to go to break. I've got more examples of how they put chips on people's shoulders and how we can try to deprogram them, but I only got a few more clips that I'm going to get to because there's so many verses. People that came here from the World Cup from other countries, French, German, you name it, saying, I heard America was evil. I heard it was all anti-foreign. I heard it was all racist. People from Africa are like, everybody's so nice here. We'll get to that coming up. But before we do, do you understand how important it is when you support this broadcast, thealexjonesworld.com, and how you get incredible products? We're taking on the globalists. It's been declassified. The CIA, DOJ tried to shut us down. All these battles, we're still here at alexjoneslive.com. We're expanding the network, getting ready for new host, extra host, reporters. We're going to be bigger than we ever were, but only if you support us with your word of mouth, sharing the articles and videos and live feeds and local stations, and if you go to thealexjonesworld.com. So listen, we had a lot of requests to do this. It was supposed to be a three-day flash sale, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, biggest sale in the history of thealexjonesworld.com. We're extending it to tomorrow at midnight, but it absolutely ends then. 50% off on all the T-shirts, ball caps. That makes a lot of these lost leaders. You don't have a lot of markup in them. 50% off on all the very best Patriot designs. Even more if you're a VIP member. It is buy one, get one free, ultra methylene blue that'll change your life. Buy one free, a canister of the very best bovine colostrum. Buy one, get one free. Shilajit capsules. If you don't know what Shilajit is, it's amazing. We got the best. Don't know what methylene blue is? It's amazing. We got the best. Don't know what bovine colostrum is? It's incredible. We have the best. And the other supplements are all up to 60% off. Biggest sale in the history of the site. We are fundraising. And then finally, this is really important. Listen to me carefully. This is the ninth coin that we put out in about 6-7 years. We do these a couple times a year, or sometimes about once a year on average, as a fundraiser coin. And this is hands down the most beautiful, important coin we've ever put out. And it's a fundraiser. The coin cost us, minted in Missouri, highest quality 999 silver, 0.99 silver, highest quality stamping, highest quality printing. It is a limited edition. Only 5,000 of these have been made. 2,000 got delivered to Arkansas at our warehouse last week. Those are about to sell out. 3,000 more come in on Friday, and then that's it. And it's $117.17. So the 40-something bucks we make on it is a fundraiser. It's a memento that you are the information war, that you are the Paul Revere, that you stood up for 1776 2.0, and that you kept us on the air and to expand in the face of this. We need the funds, so we bring you great products. And you look at all the other coins we put out before, they sell for 2, 3, 4 times all day on eBay because they are collectible, because they're limited and they're historic. But we don't sell these as an investment in money. We sell them as an investment in the operation and what we're doing here on air, fighting for hearts and minds. And so when you do this, you underwrite us, and you are AlexJonesLive.com. You are the modern Paul Revere. You are the resistance. So I salute those that got the past coins that already got this coin. The first 2,000 have almost sold out, but we're not putting it on pre-order because more coming in Friday. So it counts as currently available. But we're not even out of the first 2,000 that are in right now. It'll be shipped out to you tomorrow if you order today. It is an amazing coin. It has the Jerusalem cross on one side with 1776 on it, and it says the United States of America, sesquicentennial. That's on the tail side. On the head side, it's the American flag, the American bald eagle, and it says America 250, pure silver, 0.999. Sterling silver, highest quality. Get yours now. This is silver bullion, but a collectible coin, but we're selling it not as the collectible for, you know, oh, it's going to be worth a whole bunch in the future, even though the coins are. We're selling it as an investment in the future and what we're doing. So get yours now, right now, America's 250th coin at thealexjonesstore.com, and get the methylene blue, get the Irish sea moss, get all the other great products while you're there. We now have the bovine colostrum grape flavored gummies that are so powerful and delicious. Get those. Those are discounted, but the sale ends tomorrow at midnight. Take action now. Have you noticed all the big universities and corporate media and governments around the world run down America all day? That's because the American system stands against their globalist system. And as the public figures that out, their corrupt, tyrannical, oppressive, communistic, anti-human death cult can't compete with what America stands for. And we stand in the shoes, on the shoulders of our forebears. Whether you're black, white, Hispanic, old, young, if you love liberty and freedom, and if you want to be free, and if you want to control your own destiny, you believe in meritocracy, then America is for you. It's under attack because the idea of it stands in the way of the enemy. And America is a dream. Just like a dream to get married, or a dream to start a business, or a dream to write a poem or write a song. And when you do that, those dreams come true. But we have to breathe life into those dreams. They want to kill those dreams. Don't let them break your will. Be proud to be an American and know people around the world still love America and understand it's the globalists that have hijacked us, and we're in the process of taking our country back from the Chi-Coms and the Israel lobby and the globalists and Hollywood and the left and all of them. And that's why it's so important to support the next leg in the info war at AlexJonesLive.com. And, of course, at thealexjonesstore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel, the best supplements, collectible knives, the best water filtration, and more that will empower and enrich your life while keeping this beacon of truth on the air as we accelerate into the future and as the Great Awakening prepares the final defeats of the globalists and their Great Reset. I salute you all. This is 1776 2.0. We're unstoppable together. God bless you all.
You do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing. Someone else will save the galaxy.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.